As Los Angeles inches closer to its rainiest season in a century, officials here have been placing red tags on homes that are too dangerous to enter thanks to sliding hillsides. One of those red tags went up on the Ennis Brown House, a home designed by legendary architect Frank Lloyd Wright. NPR's Luke Burbank reports.
From the outside, the Ennis Brown House looks something like a crumbling Mayan temple. But inside, its great room features soaring ceilings, ornate cement columns, and stunning views of Los Angeles. It feels like something out of a movie. And because there's so much exposed cement, the whole house has the faint smell of a freshly rained-on sidewalk.
You know, he always said, if a house is designed properly, a family should never want to go on vacation. And that every time they come home, it should be a kind of a magical, mystical experience.
That's Christopher Thomas, who volunteers for the trust that now owns the home. The he Thomas is talking about is architect Frank Lloyd Wright, who designed the home in the 1920s.
And every time I come into this house, when I come up those stairs from that dark entryway into this incredible space, it's like, vroom! It's very good.
The Trust for the Preservation of Cultural Heritage is a nonprofit that exists solely to preserve the Ennis Brown House. The Trust's efforts were dealt a blow this week when the city of L.A. red-tagged the home, citing crumbling walls on the property's southern side. Diane Sutton has lived near the house for 26 years. She was even married in it in 1980. Since then, she says, the house has fallen into disrepair.
Every day I wonder, because I live next door to this house that was a beautiful piece of architecture that now I'm embarrassed to have in my neighborhood.
The Preservation Trust says that despite the recent rains, the house is largely stable, a claim supported by the city. It recently upgraded the structure to a yellow tag, meaning that people are allowed to enter the home. Steve Yett, an architect and vice president of the trust, says the substantial damage to the home actually happened 11 years ago during the Northridge earthquake, and that securing the federal money to repair those problems has been arduous. And, he says,
one of the problems that does exist is this is all volunteers, and so there's a lot of turnover. And this is not a standard construction job. You can't begin to pretend that it is.
The group didn't take full control of the house until 2001. They say it's taken this long just to plan the necessary renovations. And the Federal Emergency Management Agency has pledged money to help with the project. Still, as Diane Sutton looks at the cracked concrete and temporary steel reinforcements bracing the dining room, she wonders about Frank Lloyd Wright's judgment.
I'm from Chicago. I've been to every one of Frank Lloyd Wright's houses, and I am a huge architect fan and Frank Lloyd Wright fan. But Frank Lloyd Wright was Frank Lloyd wrong when it came to concrete blocks. All his houses are falling apart and leaking.
Good luck convincing Christopher Thomas and Steve Yett of that.
The idea of using the block, a good idea, bad idea, who knows? It was an experimental idea. I mean, he was an amazing architect, but he was also a fantastic engineer.
Look at this place. It's timeless.
Yeah.
1924, and we've got mitered glass corners. Think about it. You know, just way ahead of his time.
Standing in the Ennis Brown Great Room, the two men slip into what must be their 25th Frank Lloyd Wright-related conversation of the day. And though the concrete is peeling and the house has a yellow tag on the gate, they seem very much at home. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can take a look at the Ennis Brown House at npr.org.